Thank you, Mr. Chair, Excellencies, distinguished delegates. The Philippines extends our gratitude to the Chair for your efforts in steering forward this important meeting, which brings together the humanitarian communities in Geneva, New York, and all over the world. We recognize that complex and escalating crises around the globe have already weighed heavily on people, government, civil society, and humanitarian actors. These overlapping natural and man-made crises have escalated insecurities and driven the forced displacement and movement of people within and across borders. We need to invest more in prevention and resilience, and this includes addressing root causes of displacement, exploring how these challenges intersect with sustainable development, poverty and inequality, discrimination, climate change, and environmental degradation, among others. We highlight the importance of evidence-informed, technology-based solutions as valuable tools in the whole cycle of displacement. In the Philippines, in the context of natural disasters, our wide range of innovations and applications that are accessible, user-friendly, and practical contributes to increasing public awareness on one hand and to informing risk assessment and development planning on the other hand. We have learned that innovation works best if it is complemented with reliable, comparable, timely, and high quality data. The global effort to realize the early warning systems for all initiative is one such means by which displacement can be prevented through technology. At the face of these overwhelming challenges, it should not be forgotten that humanitarian situations must be approached with lenses that acknowledge the centrality of people and communities. The intersectionality of vulnerability has compounded situations of all members of the society, but most particularly women and children, older persons, indigenous peoples, and persons with disabilities. We need comprehensive governance systems that institutionalize conclusive and people-centered approaches in the whole humanitarian cycle. It is our expectation that UN agencies and country offices will continue to work within the UN development system and coordinate initiatives swiftly, efficiently, without duplication, and in close coordination with national actors and other stakeholders. We encourage programs that focus on the development priorities of a country and that are geared towards building capacities, resilience, and self-reliance. Finally, all people in all countries and all parts of the world can face humanitarian situations arising from conflicts and natural hazards. In this same light, it is the responsibility of all governments and stakeholders to contribute to and be part of solutions. This responsibility motivates my country, the Philippines, to maintain and even scale up our voluntary contributions to international organizations, country-based pooled funds, and emergency appeals. We have seen and felt how the international community has come to our aid during devastating typhoons and natural disasters, and we endeavor to cultivate that same spirit of humanity and sense of responsibility. Excellencies, the Philippines assures the humanitarian community of its continued commitment and dedication to our shared vision of international cooperation and global burden and responsibility sharing.